Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I also wanted to share this morning, you know, there is a lot of things happening in the news. Mm-hmm. And in particular, things that are happening in the Middle East. Right. And so we all want to bring God's news behind the news and talk about some of these things. I don't know if you guys are aware of it, but last week and over the weekend, Iran just had an earthquake.
Wow. Oh, that's right.
And yeah, actually two earthquakes. Mm-hmm. And they're believed that the death toll is around 300, you know, 306, I believe they said, and anywhere between 3,000 to 5,000 people were injured.
Wow.
And so it's like, oh my goodness, what's up with that? You know what I mean? It's like, mm-hmm. you mess with Israel, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it matters who your leader is, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
it matters
right.
What's happening.
Right.
But I thought that was interesting, as well as just so many things happening all across the Middle East. Right now, the president of Egypt, which is Morsi, just a couple days ago, he just got rid of or just dismissed mm-hmm. A defense minister. This is important because, you know, Israel shares a border with mm-hmm. Egypt, mm-hmm. you know, and a long, big border. And for several decades, they've had peace on that border. But now with the Muslim Brotherhood running Egypt and now, you know, Morsi, President Morsi is their president.
Mm-hmm.
The one who, you know, they ran for office,
right.
he instantly just came in there, start making moves. So he's replaced military officials, and there's talks about canceling some constitutional declarations mm-hmm. about military appointments. And
oh,
so
wow.
this is just another opportunity, another thing that we're seeing unfold, mm-hmm. and we just really be prayerful and be watchful of what is happening. You know, the Muslim Brotherhood, they have an agenda. Let me
right.
tell you, this is not God's agenda. It's not a good agenda.
Mm-hmm, uh-huh.
And there's talks in this article for them to even go further. Listen to this, go further and replace, you know, editors and newspapers. Mm-hmm. I mean, anyone that has a voice,
right.
they're looking to silence,
right.
you know, and it's like, this is not good. They want, of course, bring in the Sharia mm-hmm. law.
Right. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, not we're good. Watching. Go ahead, see.
No, go ahead. I'm right along with you. Go ahead.
You know what I'm seeing is that this is serious. You know, mm-hmm. this is serious because they have an agenda. And what's so sad is that the youth, you know, Greg was sharing about this. The youth mm-hmm. was, you know, involved in this revolution. They were in you know, overthrowing them.
Mm-hmm.
And now the Muslim Brotherhood is in. And they're providing the infrastructure, and it's like, what's happening? You know, what is happening? And so, I'm just we just got to be prayerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to be prayerful and watchful. And I shared on this not too long ago as well. And so, we want to be able to continue to just keep our eyes on what's happening
mm-hmm.
on the Middle East.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And also Jerusalem, Israel. You have Iran, you have what's happening in Egypt,
right?
And now you know Israel. But before I talk about Israel, I do want to talk about. I saw this shocking video, and I don't know if you guys saw this, but this is like this goes to show you evil in the land. I mean, it's just like just war is just ugly. I saw this video, and it's very gruesome. I mean. I saw this video of rebels that captured some of the army that was fighting, some of the people that were fighting with Syria and the president Bashar. And what they did was, I think they shot them or they killed them up on the roof, and then they threw them, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
They threw them down
right.
off of this building. And the people are watching and chanting and, you know, like encouraging this.
Probably cheering.
It's just,
yeah.
This is nuts. This is crazy. And it's just a matter of time. Now the prime minister that defected over to Jordan, he's actually spoken out here. He's speaking out and he's saying that, hey, it's just a matter of time. You know, it's a matter of time. The United States took him off of the blacklist, whatever. I guess they unfroze his money now.
Right.
But he's on a good side now. He's done flipped. And it's just a matter of time before this regime goes down. And we've been talking about this for some time on the VFN radio and why this is important and why we need to be alerted and educated and prayerful is because Syria has a very large stockpile of chemical weapons. Right. A very large stockpile of chemical weapons. And hello.
Yeah, we got
Israel's right across. You know, they're right there. You know what I mean? And it's like, we can't let, you know, those weapons can't be in the hands of the wrong people. Because it's all over. And so, you know, Iran, you have Egypt, Syria, and then Israel's in the midst of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, wow, just recently, a former Mossad head just said in an interview that Iran should be very fearful over the next 12 weeks.
Wow.
Dude, that's like the Mossad is the secret intelligence officer. That's their, like, you know, secret covert group. Maybe
it's not very secret anymore right now.
Well, he's the former head, but
right,
you know, he's the one speaking publicly about this. Mm-hmm. And they're saying that all of this diplomacy, all of these talks with Iran, trying to say, you know, trying to get them to get rid of their nuclear ambitions here of you know, it's like, this is not going to work. And I know Leon Panetta was just over there in Israel, and he was talking to, you know, Ehud Barak and Benjamin Netanyahu, and they really were saying, hey, listen, we cannot tolerate this anymore. And so they're kind of preparing the world. If you hear a lot of the statements that have come out, especially in this last week, they're saying, listen, they must be stopped.
Right. All right.
They must be stopped. In fact, when an interviewer was interviewing Benjamin Netanyahu, and I believe it was for Channel 2 news source in Israel, they asked him whether he believes, you know, the U.S. when it says, or the U.S. leaders, when it says that they will unequivocally, that they won't allow Iran to gain nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. And I just love Benjamin Netanyahu, you know what I mean? He's just like, he replies that the source and the foundation of the state of Israel is that we will not leave in the hands of others, not even our best friends, matters concerning our fate.
Oh, that's right.
You can't. You can't play with a tyrant. You can't play and ignore, you know, people that are bent on wiping you off the face of the earth.
That's right.
You know, and God's word says, he who watches over Israel neither sleeps nor slumbers.
Mm.
God is not asleep.
That's right.
God is in control. We don't have to be fearful. We don't have to be trembling. We know that God is in control. But what we are to do as Christians, what we can do, the Bible clearly instructs us in Psalms 122, verses 6 through 7, pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Right.
They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. Numbers 24:9 says, blessed is he that blesseth thee, and cursed is he that curseth thee.
Mm.
You know, that's in the King James. It's like, you're blessed if you bless Israel. And let me tell you, you're going to be cursed if you cursed Israel.
That's right.
And so continue to pray. Know that our confidence is in the Lord, and that's where it needs to be. But we need to look at the times. We need to understand what is happening in the seasons that we're in, and not close our eyes to a deaf, you know, and have deaf ears to what's happening.
That's right.
The hope of the world is a praying church.
That's right. Yeah.
That's the hope of the world. And I'm so encouraged that at least here at VFN, VFN family, that every Monday on the Vine Fellowship Prayer Fasting Community, we pray for Israel.
Right.
It's a 24-hour cycle. And what a tremendous blessing that we have, that we can intercede, that we can stand in the gap. You know, somebody once said, is it what's better, to speak to God on behalf of men or to speak to men on the behalf of God? You know, and it's like, they're both good, you know.
Right.
But we can pray. We can intercede. We can stand in the gap, and,
right.
and we can pray the peace of Jerusalem and for our brothers to right. come into the revelation of Jesus Christ.
You know, and John, you talking about intercession and interceding. You know, God talks about it in His Word. Is just that, you know, He looked across the land, and at that point when God's talking about in His Word in this, He said there was no one to intercede.
Mm-hmm.
And He was looking and looking, and you know, we can stand in the gap. We can stand and pray for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "Let our voices not be silent." Is that mm-hmm. I have placed watchmen on the wall. It's like you think mm-hmm. about it. You know, when I was in the Marine Corps, when we had security up, we always had guards posted on the rooftop.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the most dangerous time was that hour before the sun rose.
Wow.
Because that's when the enemy was most going to be looking to set up an ambush or looking to try to do some type of attack on your position. So we always made sure that there were watchmen posted on the wall. And that's the exact same thing that God wants for us to do, is to be those watchmen, be those voices for Israel. Being a bold declaration of truth. It's just like, you know, we are for Israel. When so many people are coming against Israel, we can just say, you know what? No. God has a plan for Israel, and if you are for Israel, God's for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're against Israel, God's against you.
That's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Steve, that's such a good word. Isn't the most darkest part of the day when the sun is about to come up?
Yeah. And I never understood that, but that's true. The absolute coldest moment and the darkest moment is the hour before the sun rises.
You know what? It's quite prophetic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're looking at dark days, but let me tell you, the sun will arise.
Amen.
You know,
he'll
arise.
Come. Yeah,
the sun will come.
Yeah,
and we are encouraged by Him and continue to be encouraged.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.